The facility changes that are being considered are part of a long-term phasing project, and the architects who are working on the cost details have narrowed options to three overarching designs. Those drawings can be found on the pcschools.us website. Moving 8th grade to Ecker Hill to create a 6th through 8th grade school is part of the plan. Adding 4 pre-K classes for each elementary school is also in the proposal. MHTN architect and project manager Scott Lader says the changes will be phased in over 10 to 15 years. He says they're considering the current financial market as they make their recommendations to the Board of Education. A preferred option for the high school expansion would require the demolition of McPolin Elementary School.
We are exploring a number of different options for McPolin in particular, whether that's an addition or a future relocation of that building. Yes, there could be an expansion to that eastern edge, but it could be more tucked closer to the building to allow for McPolin to remain. So we're still in the early process of developing those schemes for the high school. One recent development that we're working through right now is how we can begin to absorb the Learning Center into the high school program.
Lader says their design options also take the traffic congestion on Kearns Boulevard into consideration by adding more efficient circulation behind the high school campus. Lader says they're working with administrators to identify underutilized space at the high school before recommending additional square footage for other programs like PC Caps and CTE.
Providing the facilities that would accommodate those that awesome program, but then start to look at the other avenues that would even bring in programs that are currently bused out to Heber, and adding those facilities on site so that you have a complete holistic high school education right on that Park City site.
The phasing may include using the Treasure Mountain Junior High facility to temporarily house students instead of bringing portables on site during construction. Lader says they're waiting for the Board of Education to rank the list of master planning priorities. He says the board is exploring different funding mechanisms.
As we present information back to them, we're making sure that they have the full picture of possibilities, potentially even exploring outside funding sources that could look at a way of getting the ball moving on this first phase of work, but not necessarily locking you into a formal bond campaign.
The plans show the changes in educational trends. The learning studio is replacing the classroom, where collaboration can be accommodated and the space can be reconfigured as needed. A cafetorium is a multi-purpose room as a place to bring a neighborhood together.
After school, it could be a place for community events, and so it becomes kind of a multi-swing space within the neighborhood. We really see elementary schools as the heart of a community, and by allowing places to congregate and visit and socialize, it really becomes a neighborhood center.
Cost estimates for all the options will be available by the June board meeting. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW.